irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Writer's Block with Jim Christina and Bobby Bell, right here on LA Talk Radio.
There's a little bit of Canada for your listening pleasure tonight. It's Thursday evening here on LA Talk Radio, and this is The Writer's Block. I am Jim Christina, your host, in studio tonight with Richard Palinelli. Bobby Jean will be joining us momentarily, and we have got a fun show for you all tonight. There's not a big bio going on, so let's just get started. Richard, you want to kick it off, and we'll go.
All right. Congratulations, young first-time author, or old first-time author, or any first-time author, I guess. You finally typed the words, "the end," on your first book. Guess what? Now the hard work begins. You need to have it edited, formatted, and create a cover for it in preparation for it to be released. Then you need to market it so that readers will find and purchase it. Sounds like a lot of work, doesn't it? Well, it is, which is why the folks at Tuscany Bay Books and Black Dog Publishing are here to help you. We'll do all the heavy lifting for you so you can get paid for your work and get back to writing your next book, and all at a royalty rate that is second to none. To find out more about our program for first-time authors, including access to an editor and cover artist at a reduced cost, give us a call at 805-795-3165 or email us at jchristina@tuscanybaybooks.com or rpaulinelli@tuscanybaybooks.com, and we'll tell you everything you need to know to become a published author.
Plus 10%. I like it.
There
I like
you go.
It. And Out West is your online source for top brands that are a reflection of the equestrian and the Western lifestyle. Shop for unique and distinctive apparel, boots, hats, fashion accessories, home decor, books, yay, music, and general merchandise. National brands include the Scully Leather Company, Rock Mount Ranchwear, Dan Post Boots, and American West Handbags, just to name a few. You can shop at line on www.scvoutwest.com. Enter the code WB100, and that'll be $10 off your first order. Or call them toll-free at 877-340-9378. And since 2009, Target Freight has had a full truckload service, TFM Truckload, that is the best in the industry. Not only are they exceptionally good at what they do, but they strive to make your full truckload shipping experience unparalleled. Call TFM Truckload today at 844-653-7789. Ask for Mike Matruski or any of the fine Target TFM staff and tell them you heard it here in the Writer's Block. TFM will have a little something extra for you. If you are an LTL shipper, getting your freight moved your way, the most expedient way possible is what you need. One-stop shop, no hassle. Call Target Freight Management today. Their customized traffic movement program is the finest in the industry, bar none. So call them at 888-653-1323 or go to www.targetfmi.com. On the web for both truckload and LTL. Call today. No fooling. You won't be sorry you did. You know, when I was growing up, we had this neighbor down the street. It was the Ingram family, and the mother, Mrs. Ingram, was from England. And she used to tell us, no, W is not W. W is W.
Okay.
Oh.
I didn't hear that rule in English class.
I didn't either, but then there's a lot of rules we don't hear in English class that people try to use in their novels.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. We fight that every day, don't we, Richard?
Yeah. And we don't like them very much either.
If Richard and I sound like we have gravel in our throat, that's because we're getting over the flu. We got it last weekend.
Yeah.
The bookie has been out for 2 weeks now, and she is just still not feeling very good.
And apparently
that's not anywhere else other than next door.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what? We have tonight a guest that's coming on, and he was gracious enough to fill in the hour for us. The man is a terrific guy. He's been in business since 2016. He is a tremendous and a very hardworking guy. He is a publicist. He owns a company called Creative Edge. We have had several of his writers on this show, And he's booking more for 2018, and I'm sure we'll roll over some into 2019. Some people would call him a publicist. To me, Mickey's my guy. He's my guy. So without any further ado, let's welcome to the Writer's Blog, Mr. Mickey Mickelson from Creative Edge. Mickey, you with us?
I am. Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing, my friend?
Excellent. I'm good. Hi, Richard. How are you as well?
I'm doing just fine, Mickey. Glad to have you on.
We are. I mean, we have
some... Thank you so much. I'm ecstatic for this opportunity.
Oh, well, you know...
You guys have been great with me. You guys have been fantastic with me.
You know what? We love your authors, and your writers are just phenomenal. And we had a run there from about six Canadian authors in a row. All of them Creative Edge writers, so... So I'm proud to say now I am one.
Really talk radio, so thank you so much.
Oh, it is our pleasure to have you on board, and it's our pleasure to be able to do that for you.
So now we have a member of that staff on the show every week with you being there.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, absolutely.
There you go.
See,
I'm glad to keep you guys employed. That's great.
Well, that's good. I actually signed up with Mickey this year, January.
Yeah, there you go.
So I'm happy to be part of your stable, Mickey. And
I'm happy to have you.
And I'm looking forward to the interview that we've got scheduled in March, and I'm sure there'll be more coming down the pike. So I'm good to go with all of that. So anyway, let's talk about Creative Edge. It's a fairly new company in the world of literary representation. How did you get started with it?
Yeah, beyond this, I work in the insurance industry with the credit union world in Canada, and one of the girls I work with, she ended up writing a book, and she knew that I had previously been working with Chapters Indigo in an event coordinator standpoint, and they're the largest bookseller in Canada. So I had some experience booking signings and stuff because I had some networking. So she reached out to me. She wrote this little book out called Chin Up, Tits Out, and it's a chick lit thing, and she was going to Alberta and she wanted to book some signings for her. We ended up getting she wanted two signings. I got her eight on a weekend.
Wow.
She sold over $100. And then she went back to Manitoba where she lives, and she sold an additional around, I think it was 300 overall. So word got out. I had some author contacts already from my previous life. And things just started happening for me, and people kept asking me, can you do stuff for me? What can you do? Blah, blah, blah. So I thought there was a little bit of a company there, so we formed Creative Edge, and it just kept going. And then within a year and a half, we have over 50 clients and international media connections. So it's been very good.
Yeah. The authors that we've had on here that belong to your company or that are represented by your company, they all have just sterling things to say about you. They just love you. And, I mean, being one of them, and I do. I mean, you know, I enjoy working with you, and we work with you off camera or off radio as well as on radio. And we just love working with you. You're so easy, and you're just, I mean, but you do such a great job. These people are always busy.
Thank you for that.
These people are always busy.
Thank you for that.
You know, I get notices from Katie all the time, and she's just doing something every weekend. She's just a busy girl. So
who's that?
Katie Salidas.
Oh, yes, Katie. Yeah, she's phenomenal.
Yeah.
The way it works with me is, I mean, I can't speak for other publicists, obviously, because I don't know what their platforms are.
Right.
But with myself, the way it works is we never stop trying to get opportunities throughout the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
Whether a book is 3 years old or it's just brand new, I'm going to sit down with my authors. I'm going to work out with them a plan of action, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because people want different things for what their visions are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we sit down and we make those plans out, and then it's a full 365 ongoing process that never, never ends.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I represent indies, and I represent traditionally published authors as well. So,
That was going to be my next question. Richard's over here going, yeah,
oh,
me too.
Steal your thunder, but.
No, that's okay. Steal away, because we will come up with more. Trust me. We come up with more for you. The one thing I wanted to ask you was a lot of authors don't seem to put a lot of importance on the publicity, the marketing aspect of book writing. They just put the book out on Amazon, think, okay, here comes the dump trucks full of money. How do you, when you're working with a new client, how do you kind of convince them that they really need to put a lot of time and effort into this part of the book writing process?
Thanks for that question, Richard. It's really good. What I do is I set expectations up within our first meeting, even before a contract's drafted up. I want to meet with my authors via telephone if the distance is too far, or face-to-face if possible. But I really want to know what their vision is going to be for this book. And if I get a bad feeling around what that vision is going to be, then I basically say it's not going to work out from a collaborative standpoint. Every author I've ever signed knows what the expectations are for publicity aspects.
Mm-hmm.
And publicity is really hard to track in terms of sales. It's really hard to warrant whether a TV spot or a radio interview is going to equate back to sales. There's no way to guarantee that. In fact, there's no way to even guarantee that an author is going to get media opportunities. See, I believe it's really important to set expectations up right off the bat. And that's what I do. So anybody coming on with me should have no qualms or questions about what we're trying to do at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah, perfect sense, yeah.
We have a phrase around here around the writer's block is that never be afraid of shameless self-promotion, because that's, we all believe in it.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's all about boosting. I mean, one of my authors talks about boosting the signal, and that's what essentially I'm doing, is I'm turning that smaller radio aspect into a large forum. Right.
Right.
And trying to boost the signal of that person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, whether that equates into sales or not, I can't guarantee that. And it's really going to depend on what that author does with that media outlet once it's out and about. I mean, mm-hmm. even with you guys, you're interviewing me now, and there's probably going to be a podcast for that back to this back.
Oh, a minute after we go off the air.
Right.
Right. So what I tell my clients when they come on LA Talk Radio Writer's Block is, do the interview, but when that podcast comes out, spread that podcast around so that people can actually hear it over and over and over again.
Right.
So we tend to share all the links we possibly can on every major media.
That's an excellent idea, actually.
And that's the effectiveness, right?
Yes, totally.
Well, I know that the first time I was on this show as a guest, and how far back was that?
A couple years ago.
Yeah. I checked my website, and I checked the book that had just come out, and there was an actual spike in hits on the website and sales the next day. So it's something I try to tell first-time writers when I encounter them is don't underestimate getting out there somehow, mm-hmm. however you got to do it, but mm-hmm. get out there and get your name known, and people will check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just up to the book you wrote to finish the deal. So mm-hmm. it's something I keep trying to drive home, is the marketing and the publicity,
right.
And it sounds like that's what you do as well.
Well, yeah, and again, it's setting expectations. I mean, I probably meet with at least 10 authors a week talking about potentials and things like that. And it baffles me, and this is going to sound bad, but I think it's important to state, a lot of the authors, when they first talk to me, they're like, you're going to get me on the Ellen Show, aren't you? Well, I'm not. We're going to start small and maybe build up to something like that. But if the expectation is for me to get you on the Ellen Show right off the bat, you need to look elsewhere, because I can't do that for you.
Right, right. That's funny, the Ellen Show.
It happens all the time.
I mean, you had to dance on stage. No, I just can't do the Ellen Show.
No.
Go ahead.
You know, we have enough trouble coming into the studio here once a week. I mean, you know, it's just like, yeah. We got to fight 30 miles of traffic. So, you know, but we make it.
Yeah.
But we do have a listenership in this stuff.
Yeah.
So. But, you know, go ahead.
You guys have a great show.
Oh, well, thank you so much. You know, it always does my heart good when people tell me, you have a great show.
Yeah, you should see his face right now.
Well, you know what I say all the time? I says, you know, people find out every week what we already know is that what we do, we're the very best at. And, you know, we work tirelessly week after week after week to improve the show, make the show better. We interview. We're getting more and more and more popular authors, bigger authors. We've had New York Times best-selling authors on this show. It's just been an amazing, amazing trip, and it doesn't seem to be slowing down or stopping. So, plus the fact that Richard is a writer, I'm a writer, we're constantly doing that, too. Plus, we have our publishing company. We're working on books for other people. We're busy guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when we interview people like you, Mick, this is great. This because now the people get a chance to find out how to do it. And who better than a publicist to tell them how to do it or where to go?
Well, I mean, just and I'll be for sure. Thanks. I'll be transparent too. I mean, when I started doing this, I made mistakes. I'm still making mistakes.
Sure.
I'm only a year and a half in. But from what my authors tell me, what people tell me outside of that, what I've done in a year and a half is in some case, and I'm like, mind-boggling, just because we have media connections not only in Canada or the United States. We have media connections internationally.
Mm-hmm.
I've got connections with people in Greece, Australia,
wow.
England, all of that, and we're getting some exposure for Canadian authors in the UK on really important websites.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me that we're doing something right.
Well, you have a stable of U.S. authors as well. Do you know?
It's an international. I've got Canadian, United States. I also have some UK authors. And,
wow.
Some substantial names, too.
Well, and then all across Canada,
I'm
of course.
Working. Sorry, go ahead.
All across Canada, of course.
Yeah, of course, across Canada. And I'm working with traditional authors. I'm working with their mm-hmm. in-house publicist companies as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I won't name drop, but I've got a couple who are published through Penguin Random House. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking with their publicist.
Wow.
And things like that. So it's collaborative, right? And that's what's important.
Right.
Collaboration is key in this business, in my opinion.
Right. Well, you know, and I think as an author, and you're as a publicist, I'm sure you would agree, when an author sits down, if he does not believe in his work, don't even try to sell it because it's not going to go anywhere. You have to believe in that piece of work that you just finished. You have to believe that it's the best that you can do, and each book above that has to be the best that you can do. So they have to be getting better. I don't know. I'm just full of shit, but I just think that's probably right.
No, I completely agree with you, and that's why I insist on meeting with everybody I sign first and foremost, because, again, I want to know what their vision is. Mm-hmm. If they don't have a vision of where they see their book going,
mm-hmm.
I can't help them. They don't mm-hmm. need a publicist. They need someone to first point the way of what they want to do,
sure,
and then look at those options, right?
Sure.
I mean, otherwise, I'm just wasting my time and I'm wasting that individual's time because any media I get for that person, they're not going to know what to talk about anyways because they have no vision yet.
Sure.
Well, they say it's all about building a brand. And for authors,
it is.
You know, you've got to know what you're trying to get to. And if you don't know, people, you know, watching you or listening to you, they're not going to know.
Right.
So, yeah, I just think that a lot of authors come into this and they don't grasp that. And, you know, sometimes you got to shake them and go, you can't do it that way.
Well, don't you have that on your website, Mickey? It's your brand?
I have a blog about what makes us different. And I talk about what on my website.
Uh-huh.
And then I have a list of my clients as well.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And what I've done with my clients in terms of talking with them is, let's say, here's an example.
Hang on just a second. I got to bring Bobby Jean in. Hold on just a second.
We're getting word from Denver.
No worries.
Okay. Bobby Jean, are you with us?
Yes, hello.
Okay, and you're on with Mickey, and of course, me and Richard.
Great. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
So you survived the streets of Denver and successfully got back to the hotel?
Well, we just pulled into the hotel and got checked in and ran up to the room as fast as possible.
Mickey, Bobby Jean used to be my in-studio co-host until she abandoned me and moved to Albuquerque. So now she's via telephone.
Hello, Mickey. Great to have you on tonight.
Thank you for having me. It's great. Fantastic. I've been looking forward to this.
So what have you all been talking about?
You.
Yeah.
your ears burning.
You know, you're such a great target now that you're not here.
Well, I would like to tell Richard that I did get to Blake's Lotto Burger, and it was very good.
Oh, excellent, excellent, excellent. That if you want a hamburger in Albuquerque, you got to go to Blake's.
We were we were talking about believing in your brand and believing in what you write. Makes a big difference in how you promote and if you even are going to promote. And that's what we were discussing primarily when you phoned in. Incidentally, if you want to call in and talk to Mickey tonight, the number here in the studio is Bobby Jean. You want to give it? Do you know?
Sure. It's 8. I do. I have it written down.
She caught us.
1-8-602-4929, and I know we have audience listeners that would love to have the opportunity to talk to a publicist.
Oh, so give us a call. Absolutely sure. Yeah, again, that number is 818-602-4929, and you can call and talk to Mickey, and Mickey Mickelson from Creative Edge Publicity. Great guy.
Sure.
Great guy.
Absolutely.
He's been kind of giving us hints on what he looks for and what he likes to talk with his authors about when he first meets with them. So if you have any questions, Bobby, now is probably the time to do it.
I have one question, and you've answered this already. I apologize. I'm curious if you and your staff, when you are talking with an author, have you read the book, or how do you prepare for your conversation?
I'm a little different in that, and I'm told I'm different in that from other publicists, publishers. I typically don't read the books before I sign somebody. My methodology around that is I don't want to have my mind skewed by what they've written. If I feel it's not a good book, it's not going to be a good first interview. And at the other end of the token, if it's a stellar book, it will probably be a good interview, but at the end of the day, I don't want to set those high expectations either. Mm-hmm. I tend to sign my authors. Again, I've talked about this a lot today, but I'll mention it again. I tend to sign my authors based on what their battle plan is, what their personality is like, and what their vision is. Mm-hmm. And if it's not a great book at the end of the day after that, then we figure that part out, because then if they have the proper vision, they're going to be open to changing for the next novel, if that's the case. But everybody I've signed have all been top and stellar, and they all do very well in interviews. And that's because they all have decent visions of what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the book is second nature in that aspect. Now, having said that, have I read a couple of the books after the fact? I have. But I don't read them all. In all honesty, I don't, and it takes me a while to build up to that. To be quite candid around that,
mm-hmm.
So no, I don't read the books before I sign somebody.
Which is exactly opposite of what we do here, because we read the books before we have the author on the air, which gives them an opportunity to really get into depth on their book and us actually be knowledgeable about it. So. That's right. One thing we afford our authors is that we do read their material.
Even when they're 812
sure.
pages in length.
812 pages of
wow
of story.
Yes, we do.
Now, have we read some stinkers? I don't know about stinkers. We've read some that are probably not as good as others, and we've read some that are not as exciting, but still good stories. You know, it's just,
yeah.
It's a question of the author and how they write it.
I've actually been really impressed with how many we've read and what a really high percentage have been entertaining.
Yes.
And, yes. you know, engaging.
Yes. And when you're used to reading one genre, and now you have to bounce into other genres, like Bobby Jean, that was the way you were. Now you're into stuff that you've never read before, and that, you know, the Vampire Chronicles, my God, that thing just blew me away. Katie Salaitis' books, holy crap.
Katie, yes.
Oh, my God, she's just got vampires down pat. It's I don't know where she got that, but holy crap.
Yeah, she's
And I have another question, but again, if you've covered this already, just say, Bobby, we covered that.
All right, fire away.
Okay.
When you are working with an author, and let's say the book has not come out yet, do you have a game plan that you suggest to them for things to pre-promote, whether it's blogging or you know, things that they can do to create excitement before the book actually publishes?
My expectation for all my authors are that I get the arc of the book 4 months in advance before it's being released. Because then I can go and submit it to all the major media houses that I'd like. I mean, Publishers Weekly, they request 4 months in advance. Booklist as well. If you submit it 2 weeks before the release date, they will not even look at it. So, and in fact, most magazines are the same way. So I really insist that I get the arc of the book 4 months prior to, and then we start building up from there and start lining up interviews 4 months ahead of time. Or when the book's actually coming out. So
that's a good thing for authors that are listening to know. Is you know, right. If you want to find a publicist, you got to be working on it way in advance.
Oh, absolutely.
So that you're getting all your ducks lined up.
Sure. Sure.
Well, and to that point, Bobby, as well, they have to look at themselves internally and determine whether or not a publicist is a good fit for them at this point. If it's a first book and they don't know where they want to go with it, and they don't know if they have some funds put aside to help pay for that aspect,
mm-hmm.
there's a really good chance that a publicist may not be the right fit for them at that current time.
Right, right.
Until they build some sales up, right?
Right.
Because I don't, this is going to sound bad, I don't work pro bono. My rates are extremely good, but again, there's still a fee involved in doing that.
Wait a minute, you don't work for free? That's not. That,
well, it may seem like that, but no, I don't.
Well, it probably seems like that to you and your wife sometimes.
Who needs to pay bills, put food on the table? Why? Come on.
All the lunch just dropped, didn't they? We lost everybody.
We did. Everybody just hung up. Everybody just turned off the radio.
Hey, Mickey, I a question on that. If you were talking about the first time authors, how they would approach that, but if you're somebody who's got a few books out, and yes, I'm talking about myself here. So anyway, if you've got some books out, but
really?
You've got a I never do, right? you've got a project coming up. If someone like me were to get a publicist, you would be working on stuff I've already got out while I'm finishing up the project I'm working on, and then we start this process of 4 months in advance. Would that be how the process works?
That's correct.
Okay.
I mean, you guys had Robert J. Sawyer on your show, correct?
Yes, we did. Fascinating man.
He's a big name in the science fiction.
Yes, he is.
Genre,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
But his latest book, Quantum Night, I didn't start working with him till after the book was out for a year.
That's
when he reached out to me and we started talking. So Quantum Night came out in the hardcover in 2016. I didn't start working with him until 2017 when the trade paperback came out. The book was already a year old.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we started working together on stuff. And we still got lots of coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, it's Robert, right? But case in point, I mean, I'm always crafting and publicizing prior works, new works, all of that. Whatever the media is going to see as a fit is what we're going to build on. And I think that's where I'm different in terms of advantage, because one author is going to want to promote themselves using signings as a factor, right? Another author may want to use conventions, or they may want to use online based on their genre, because some genres typically have a better online presence than they do a physical presence.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to wear different hats in this role, and you have to really be able to identify the strengths of your clients and then build on that. And I think I'm pretty good at that. So
that makes absolutely perfect sense.
Yeah,
it does. You know, it's just like when
do you find there's any differences when you are discussing, let's say, a self-help book or a business book versus a fiction or a mystery or something, a horror? Is there any difference in how you would go about marketing?
I would say my process is still the same. We're going to reach out to all the media and do that. But what I've done in terms of media leverage, and I actually did it with you guys as well, but I've built relationships up, right? It's not just, here's a press release, you don't know who I am. No, it's, here's a press release, I want to get to know you as people, and I want to collaborate with you, I want to work with you, and then it'll be an easier transition when I do bring someone forward. Because anybody I bring forward, I'm expecting them to have good interviews. And if they don't, I want to hear about it, because that one bad interview could typically taint every other client at Creative Edge. So what one person does can affect 40 or 50 other people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So I've made it my business to actually build strong relationships. We have a general manager of a university station in Toronto. She's agreed to interview one of my authors every single week for the entire year based on the relationship that we've built, based on the relationship we've built. And this is the second year that we're doing this. She did this all last year, and she's now agreed to do it again this year.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the kind of things that we're building up on. So it's a lot easier to pitch when you have those relationships already in place, you guys, is what I'm saying.
For sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. Hey, I need to cut everybody off for just a second.
Trust has to be a big part of that equation, too.
Yeah. I need to give everybody a couple minutes break here while I do a little commercial, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes. So, Mickey, don't go away. We'll be right back to you.
No problem.
Okay. You're leaving on vacation. Tickets have been purchased. Hotel reservations are confirmed. Mail delivery has been suspended, but... crap. What about the dog? All dogs rule day camp and sleepovers. It's the place your dog wants to be when they can't be with you. All Dogs Rule provides your best four-legged friend a place to run and play outside amongst orange trees and grass in a country setting. Your dog gets to be... your dog gets to be a dog. All Dogs Rule offer additional services including individualized playtime, personal walks, swimming sessions in the creek, and training. Swimming sessions. See, I could go for that. Okay, visit All Dogs Rule on the web at alldogsrule.com or give them a call, 805-524-1100. When your pup returns home with that smile on his face, he will leave you wondering whose vacation was better. The dogs.
Put my dog in the creek. His feet will not touch the water. He will walk on air all the way across.
Bella either. She will not get wet to save your soul. She goes into panic mode when she has to go to the groomer.
Yep.
Okay. It is 7:33 Pacific time. We are on the air with Bobby Jean Richard and Mickey Mickelson from Creative Edge in Canada. Okay. Where were we when we got so rudely disturbed here?
I think we were talking about building relationships.
Ah, brilliant. Ah, very good. Very good. Very good catch, Richard.
Yeah, I still have a brain cell or two left up here. I can remember, 30 seconds past.
I have a hard time remembering my middle name, so I don't even know what it is right now. So anyway, I was talking about building relationships and knowing where you want your novel or your writing to go. When you first sit down for a meeting, it's like when I first finished the last book I wrote, I had an idea of where I wanted it to go because I knew that the book was phenomenal. That's the book Jonah. That's the one I sent you, Mickey. Jonah Blue.
Yeah.
And fortunately for me, because of I have the ability to promote here on the air, which has helped me immensely. My book sales have been good, but I also got a contract to provide books for Citrus College in Glendora, which we're delivering on Tuesday. And that's for the history. That's going to be reading for their American history classes. So, I mean, you know, it's like, but I never really thought of writing that way before. It was just something that hit me. And I say, there's a direction this book has got to go. And I think that's what you've been talking about. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's what you've been trying to say. Am I right?
Yeah, it's really important to sort of interrupt you, Jim.
No, go ahead.
Okay. It's really important to, in this business, in my opinion, to think outside the box. The traditional way of marketing books that was done 5 or 6 years ago doesn't work today.
Right.
It just doesn't. You're seeing a lot of media. There's a lot of print newspapers, at least in Canada, who are being phased out due to online aspects. There was a paper that was around for 108 years, I think, at the time was, in Saskatchewan. It closed its doors in December this past year, after 108 years.
Wow.
You're seeing other papers who are mainstream papers cutting back staff for reporting just to cut back costs. So the opportunities to get on mainstream media for authors specifically, especially fiction, because there's so many books out there, are few and far between.
Sure.
You have to find reasons and pitches that make sense for the media outlets. Otherwise, it just doesn't happen. And so from a traditional standpoint, you have to be more innovative about what you're doing in terms of how you're promoting people. And online's a focus of that, print's a focus of that, but inventiveness and creativity is key nowadays. That's my opinion.
Well, you work with authors, both new and old. If you had to give one bit of advice to a writer that is just starting out in the industry, and our show caters to writers that are fairly new or new writers, as does our company, Tuscany Bay. What would the advice that you would push down to them, being where you're at and what they're trying to do?
I think it's really important that those authors may have large scale plans and grandiose plans of what they want to do. I mean, I mentioned Ellen earlier, but be grounded with that. Even though if you have large scale plans and you think that you've written the best book in the world and you're going to be the next Dan Brown or the next J.K. Rowling, and you expect the media to go around that, I think it's really important to understand that it's going to take time to go there, and little opportunities will mean a lot, especially when you're first starting out. I've had lots of authors that I've tried to work with where I've booked them on smaller shows, university stations, small YouTube shows, things like that. And they've told me point blank, this isn't worth it for me. I'm not getting any opportunities then. But the danger of that is, if you don't do the small opportunities, how are you going to get your name out there for the big opportunities?
Sure. But see, that's common sense.
Well, and something like a podcast or something on YouTube that can kind of live forever. You know, the link to that program, whereas an article in a print media disappears pretty quickly unless there's also an online version. But you could do an interview today that's a podcast an hour later, and it could live on your website, or if you're if you also blog, you could write about that experience. It could be there forever. You kind of never know where that could go.
That's true.
It's 100% true. So those are some of the things that I've typically talked to my clients who are starting out about, and things like that. So I just think it's important, really important for people to stay grounded with their books and know what they have and understand that it's going to take time to build them up where they need to be.
And it's never going to happen on the first book unless you're Dostoevsky. And then I don't think it,
or Andy Weir.
Yeah, I mean one book is, you know, but it took 250 years to get it published.
Yeah, and he had a really good agent.
And he did.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for every one-hit wonder like Andy Weir was, how many authors are out there trying? What's the ratio? One for 400,000? That it's really an impossible expectation, I guess, to think you're going to put your book out there and it's going to sell 5,000 million copies and the TV and movie contracts are going to come. It just doesn't work that way.
Right, right, right. Very few.
No, you're right. But people see that it's happened, so they think it can happen to them. And yeah. They think it's easier than it actually is.
Right.
Then they find out it's not easier, and yeah.
Well, I think very few people have the luxury of living next door to Robert Duvall and handing him a manuscript of his first and only book that he's ever written, which is Broken Trail.
Yeah, right.
And, of course, we all know what happened with that book, mm-hmm. But he hasn't written anything since.
Yeah.
So, you know, talk about one-hit wonders.
There you go.
There it is. Catch 22, another
one. 100% true. Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, there it is.
So, can yeah, can I ask another question?
No. You're in Denver.
Yeah. One question per time zone, please.
Be nice to her.
Well, they're in the same time zone, so we really can't say that.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Bobby, I'll answer anything you want. Anything. No problem.
Well, and again, if you've already talked about this, just shut me down. Let's say that I'm an author and you've taken me on as a client. What could I expect in how you communicate with me? You know, what's the preferred sort of method of communication? And also, when might I expect to see some results? Is that an unfair question to ask?
No. Communication is key for me. I prefer to talk to my authors usually once a week or once every 2 weeks, whether it be email, Facebook, or by text. For my larger traditional clients, I'm usually talking to them or their publicity teams once a month or once every 2 months. In terms of results, because I've got some bloggers, podcasters, and a couple of radio stations who are already relationship built, like that one in Toronto, CGRU in Toronto, I would already fit them into those opportunities already. So some opportunities, smaller opportunities, will happen right off the bat. Other opportunities, such as TV or mainstream papers, it will depend when their book is coming out, and then we would gear the press release around their book launches and ideals around that.
You know what's so interesting, Mickey, as I just think about things, and we're talking about all of the interviews that you just mentioned, other radio stations and such, one of the things that surprises me is even the authors that we've had as guests, when I go to their websites later, I don't see any link to their podcast. It's like, here's great content, unless they weren't happy with the interview. You know, we've been on the air almost 3 years, and I am so surprised to not see authors actually use the content.
Right. Very few of them do.
Do you encourage your authors to, you know, put these links up on their websites?
I do. A lot of times it doesn't happen just based on timing, but we do share all the links through social media, Facebook, Twitter. If you have Instagram, we'll share it through that. That's one of the focuses, actually. I'm glad you brought that up. That's one of the focuses for 2018 that I want to do, is provide more exposure through those mediums. The issue for me is, because I have so many clients, part of it is sometimes the media, whether it be a blogger or whatever, sometimes I don't get the link until way, way after the fact, so I can't talk to my author about sharing that. Mm-hmm. But that is definitely one of the larger focuses for this year for my group.
Yeah, because when people are searching, it's so interesting. When we go to prepare, as we all do, not only do we read the book, but we also, you know, we all go out there to, you know, learn more about the potential guest. And often we can, you know, websites are pretty good and we can get a fair amount of information. It's always interesting to me when they've said to us in a form that we do in advance that, yes, they've been interviewed, yes, by radio, but then I can't find any online, you know, presence.
Right,
for that
and no link to our show.
Radio interview, and yeah, it'd be nice to listen to, you know, how that interview went so we don't just duplicate something they've already done, you know?
Right, right.
No, I agree with you. But sometimes we don't get the link ourselves.
Yeah.
But I do have to tell you, Bobby, that we're so unique here. Not that I'm trying to pat myself on the shoulder because I don't think I could reach back that far. We're so unique here in this show that I don't think anybody does a show like ours other than us.
I haven't heard anybody. Yeah. The other shows I've been on are nothing like this.
No, they're just not as freewheeling.
Well, I think that's why I'm always, you know, why I'm sort of surprised that the guest isn't, you know, wanting to really promote that they were on the show. Because that helps everybody.
Right.
That helps that author, and it off you know, and it really helps us as well, as an entity.
100%.
So yeah, I'd love to see more of them getting posted.
Yeah, we do shamelessly self-promote this show too, so and we're good at that.
Yeah, and I mean, for sure. And I mean, that's something that, I mean, that was a focus for 2018 for myself. I know that when I came on today, I actually promoted this interview coming up on my Facebook page.
Oh, cool.
And I've insisted all my authors share that as well. Now, whether they do or not, I mean, I can't hold a gun to their head and say, you must share this link, but that's ultimately up to them.
Sure.
But I have stressed the fact that if you don't share it, you may not be getting the full effect of whatever you just went through as well.
Right. And, you know, and I don't think
right, and we kind of ask them to do that in the form that they fill out too. As we ask,
right,
you know, where will you share this? But again, we all benefit if they're also promoting it in advance and then a link afterwards. It's we all benefit from that,
right? And we're not a schlock little show anymore. We're pretty big show. I mean, we've got a lot of listeners, and I don't think you can probably name 12 writers in the States that don't know who we are. You know, Jerry's got a year full of bookings going. So, that's one thing that Mickey and Jerry have got. They have this mutual admiration society going. So, they do a good job of working with each other. Hey, Mick, I'm going to have
all
to.
All I know is,
go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. That's what I hate about phone interviews.
I was going to say every author I've mentioned about your show has been ecstatic to come on.
Oh, see, we're good. We just love our authors. We do.
Mm-hmm.
And now we love our publicists.
And our publicists.
There you go.
Even more.
Well, and we love our readers, too.
And we do.
We hope that in our audience there's also readers that want to
we
read
do.
Books.
We do. Especially if it's a book called Jonah Blue. Okay. Mickey, we got to start wrapping this up. Can you give us an email address and your website address and Facebook and all that good stuff?
Yeah. So my website is www.creativeedgepublicity.com.
Uh-huh.
That's all one word.
Mm-hmm.
My email address is nikki.creativeedge@gmail.com. And I'm also on Twitter at mmcreative.
Okay. And Facebook?
Facebook is also the same.
Okay.
At mmfacebook.
Cool. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time out to talk to us tonight, Mick. It's been great, and looking forward
Thanks
to doing
for
that.
Having you.
Oh, it's our pleasure, and I'm, you know, I learned something. I always learn something.
Yeah, always do at this show.
Richard's over here going, "What did you learn?" We'll share on the way home.
We need to learn how to soundproof the other studio.
We do.
Out of here is what we need to learn.
We have our porn star next door that's just making all kinds of racket. So.
Oh, is she again tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
She said it wasn't her last week.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Well, Mickey, thanks for coming and joining us. I know you're probably getting tired. I'm going to see if I can't send you a coffee mug. I've never tried shipping one to Canada, so I'm going to see if I can do that.
Oh. Well, I think you should just come to Canada and hand deliver it.
Well, I could do that, too. I mean, you know, Jerry and I are planning on coming up there. We were invited by this guy that owns Creative Edge.
Yeah.
I believe we were invited.
I think so.
The One Word Collide Festival next year in Calgary.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Cool. Anyway, thanks again, Mickey, for joining us. It's been a hoot having you. And
thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah. it was a pleasure. And we'll stay in touch. Well, of course, we're going to stay in touch. I mean, you know.
You better.
You got to have to now. And take care, my friend. We'll be talking soon.
Sounds good. Thanks again.
Okay, Mickey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, he talks about staying in touch with his clients on a weekly basis, and you're over here, yeah, maybe I'll give him a call.
I know, what are you going to do? Okay. Bobby Jean.
Yes.
You know, there's something to be said for little blonde girls going to Denver. I'm not sure what it was. Unsinkable Bobby Jean Bell.
There you go.
It was really fun, actually, preparing for tonight. I kind of went online and I looked at a lot of other companies that offer publicity to authors and such, and really trying to understand what a publicist does. And there's so much information out there. It was really actually fun to spend some time and, you know, do some research on that, because eventually I'm going to write a book.
Well, so, I know you are, and we're going to publish it.
There you go. So yeah, here's the big question.
Know, oh,
go ahead.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, the big question is, did you get the green chili burger at Blake's? Is the question.
God.
Yes. I did. I'm trying to be adventuresome now that I live in the land of enchantment.
Hey, this is important stuff.
I'm trying to eat things I haven't had before.
Apparently.
And, you know, not be intimidated by things that I have no idea what they are.
Oh, you behave or I'll bring up Navajo tacos.
I have news. Good. I have news from Tuscany Bay Books.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Polinelli and Mr. Christina, which would be myself, finished finally the first draft of
The Last Lonely Trail.
Last Lonely Trail. Our collaboration, it would be going to the editor soon, and we're going to be working on that coming up, and hopefully that will be ready for the Cowboy Festival.
Yes, that is our plan.
Oh, congratulations. That's really exciting.
I know we're excited about it because we really like the story. It's a great story. It worked out really good. Bobby Jean, go back to what you were doing when you called us, which was rushing around. Say hi to Jim.
Yeah, I guess I can unpack and go to dinner.
There you go. Say hi to Jim, and we miss you guys in the studio. But you know, you're here in the air, so we still have you.
You do.
Okay. you can hang on for a minute. An announcement I need to make for those authors that we inadvertently or advertently tell to contact the bookie and see if we can get a slot on the show. I can guarantee you that she may return your email, but she is not going to book you because she has got people lined up. So unless we get cancellations, and then she has a list for those. So just keep in contact with her, and we'll get you on the show as soon as we can. It's not an easy or a very quick process anymore. And that being said, we are now working towards the Santa Clarita Cowboy Festival in April. And we're about ready to finalize that next week with Mr. David Veal and John Bergstrom and Richard and myself. And we will be getting that done and get some information out to you on that. And other than that, Bobby Jean, great to hear from you.
Good to be here.
Oh, well, we love having you. I didn't get to listen to your show today, but I will next week, I promise.
Okay.
God, you're so hard to keep track of. Richard, good to
yes,
see you.
Sir. Good seeing you again, sir.
And for myself and the staff of the Writer's Block, Bobby Jean and Richard and myself, and of course, Russ Avison when he is in studio.
2 weeks from tonight.
Next week, incidentally, is a writer, Peter Gajdic. He has written a book called The Inheritance of Shame. It is going to be a very interesting read. That will go out to you in the next day or two, Bobby.
It will be an interesting show.
Yes, it will be an extremely interesting show. That being said, we'll be back next Thursday, the same time, same bat station. And for all of you out there in Radio Land, that's us saying goodbye.